ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President reacts to the debates. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and here's the Trump tweet. You would think there is no way any of the Democratic candidates could possibly become president. They ganged up on him last night.
We have to impeach this president.
It is absolutely imperative we go forward with impeachment.
That was Julian Castro and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden, after saying he and his son did nothing wrong in Ukraine, added,
"He's going after me because he knows if I get the nomination, I will beat him like a drum."
Another candidate was also a target. Fox's Jared Halpern was there, now live in Westerville, Ohio.
It was Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren who drew much of the attention here at the CNN New York Times debate.
I will outwork, outorganize, and outlast anyone.
Other candidates' attacks on Warren's Medicare for All and wealth tax proposals show she is now viewed as a front runner, along with former Vice President Joe Biden.
I think it's good that there are some real challenges being laid against other candidates' proposals.
Biden supporter, Delaware Senator Chris Coons, after the debate, Biden campaign officials say they always expected this race to be long. Dave.
Jared, President Trump will meet with congressional leaders today, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who again says about the impeachment inquiry,
There's no requirement that we have a vote.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy just told Fox,
"You know, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty, until you let the Democrats become in charge."
Now, Vice President Pence will go to Turkey today, trying to stop a military offensive against Kurdish fighters in Syria who had been U.S. allies. But Turkish President Erdogan told Sky he won't talk to Pence about a ceasefire. Instead, he will only talk to President Trump. It got emotional last night at Fort Worth, Texas City Council meeting. An angry crowd saying they don't feel safe days after a white police officer shot and killed a black woman through the window of her home as he was responding to a call. Aaron Dean has since quit and been charged with murder. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There will be another witness in the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry this morning. Michael McKinley, former advisor to the Secretary of State, will be questioned in private. The manhunt is over in Maryland. No more searching for whoever shot a police officer because it turns out it was self-inflicted, ruled a suicide.
Montgomery County Police say Officer Thomas Bamba, who was found dead in a Silver Spring parking garage on Monday morning, took his own life. Initially, his death was investigated as a homicide. Bamba was on patrol on Monday and called for assistance after investigating what he said was a disorderly subject. Officers who responded for backup found him hurt in the garage. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There was a shooting last night in California at the home of an actor who once played Tarzan.
Santa Barbara deputies responded to a call of a domestic disturbance at the home of former Tarzan actor Ron Ely and found an elderly woman dead. Searching for the killer, they confronted a suspect. The suspect's dead, but Lieutenant Eric Rainey says they don't know much more at this time.
We don't have any confirmation yet of any of the relationships of the homicide victim or the suspect.
An elderly man inside the home at the time of the shooting is okay. No word, though, if he's the 81-year-old Ely who played Tarzan in the 1960s TV series. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stocks could drop this morning. Dow futures down modestly the day after a 237-point Dow surge. It was a celebration in Washington last night. The Nationals advanced to the World Series for the first time ever.
And I can truly say this is the best time of my career. The best moments of my career have happened this year.
year.
Howie Kendrick was the MVP in Washington's sweep of St. Louis on TBS. The Nationals finished it off with a 7-4 win over the Cardinals. Next up, either the Astros or Yankees. Houston beat New York 4-1 to go up 2-1 in the American League Championship Series, Game 4 tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School Board has agreed to a settlement and release agreement with the CFO, Tom Lockman. He had been put on paid leave by the district on June 17th. The News Gazette says under the deal, Lockman agrees to resign from his job effective December 31st and take an unpaid leave of absence until then. The district will pay Lockman close to $152,000, less applicable taxes and withholding by January 10th of next year. He'll also get money from unused vacation time through next month. Two suspects have been arrested in connection to a robbery at Regions Bank that happened midday yesterday. Champaign police responded to the bank for a reported robbery involving shots fired. They determined that an armed robbery had occurred with gunfire believed to have been discharged inside the business. Police arrested a 16-year-old male and an 18-year-old male who's been identified as Dakir Pickens. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I fell in love. This place is delicious. One of the best restaurants for fine dining in Champaign. Those are just some of the reviews about Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign, specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine and cocktails. Miga Restaurant, open Monday through Saturday. Call and schedule your reservation for a date night, special celebration, or just because. Miga Restaurant at 398-1020.
Here's your weather. Good morning, ESPN 93.5. The weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A little cool today with a high 53, low 36. Up to 60 tomorrow, partly cloudy again, down to around 36 at night. 65, the high on Friday, partly cloudy, down to around 46 in the evening. And that's when the late afternoon, early evening homecoming parade takes place around campus. Town. Of course, we have Wisconsin coming to town with an 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. Right now, we've got a high 66 expected with partly cloudy conditions, a chance of rain late and into Sunday. Right now, we're at 41 ESPN 93.5.
Yep, we are 15 days until Halloween, and then it's November. And what is Thanksgiving this year, November 28th? It's not going to be much of the...
It's late.
Black Friday is going to be right into the doorstep of December. Retailers usually don't like all that. All right, off we go. The Cardinals season is over. They never held a lead in this series, and I think we learned that while it was unexpected, the Cardinals did get to the playoffs, did win a series, and then we found out that they're a good baseball team. They're just not a great baseball team. And then you decide, what are you going to do about that? And can you ratchet it up if you're the Cardinals? Because clearly, you met a team that's on a roll. And I would not be shocked at all if Washington upsets the Yankees or Houston. I think both the Yankees and Houston are better on a normal day, but the Nationals are hot. Hot beats better in my book. And the Nationals have won, I think, 17 of their last 19. They won 11 in a row or 9 in a row getting to the postseason. Then they won their last two against the Dodgers, and they've won 4 in a row against them. They've won 6 straight going into the World Series. They're hot, and their pitching happens to be fantastic. So anyway, I'd say a good season. It was kind of frustrating, I think, as a Cardinal fan, because, you know, the team was exasperating, so it was a love-hate thing. And then you sweep forward Wrigley Field, and you're going, wait a minute, this has been amazing. Wow! And then they can't hit again. So they're kind of up and down. But they made the NLCS. They played till October 15. By the way, pitchers and catchers report in less than 100 days. So there you go. There's that. All right. I tried to watch the debate last night, my friends, and I'm sorry I couldn't. I just couldn't get through it, and I've tried to decide why, and it's just the baseline of reality for me is just different, and I'm sure it's different for progressives with me. We don't really connect. There's a baseline that I can't connect with. Their reality is not my reality, so that makes it difficult to listen with interest, and it was just really hard to get through. But we will talk about that in just a bit. Okay, John Bolton called Mayor Giuliani a hand grenade. A hand grenade, meaning he's going to blow everybody up. GOP strategist, executive director of Companions for Heroes, Middle East war veteran David Sharp. Thank you for your service, David.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, Stevie.
So how is it that everybody leaves the Trump White House ready to spill the beans? CNN wants to talk to you. I've got something to say. You're going four stations in an hour. All you have to do is say you hate Trump, and everybody that voted for him is an ignorant person.
Yep. Unfortunately, it's because you're dealing with a president who really does do the job, right? You know, I've served under four presidents while in the military and in the U.S. intelligence community. And I got to tell you, anytime someone leaves the White House from the Trump administration, as you mentioned, they know they're going to be popular when they start screaming and kicking. So with that being said, let's look at John Bolton. Number one, I'm a patriot just like you. I'm not an opportunist, unfortunately, like John Bolton. John, you know, dodged the Vietnam draft, joined the National Guard, and he, quote, says, because it's a futile war. Then he gets into the Reagan administration, low-level positions. Then he gets into the Bush administration, where he was the architect of the Iraq War, and he said there was weapons of mass destruction. They unfortunately listened to him, and they found out there wasn't. And then, of course, he gets into the Trump White House, and, you know, he obviously has nothing good to say about that as well, because Rudy Giuliani, who's, you know, America's mayor, he's a very respected individual, and Rudy is just like John. He's just very upfront and forthright. And I don't think those two ever really got along in the White House.
Well, wouldn't you suspect John Bolton be the leaker? If you don't go his way, I always thought he was a zealot. I didn't care for John Bolton. I've never cared for him. I just think he's too far.
He is. He's too far. I don't even know. Can't even say he's too far right, too far left. He's just too forward, John, right? Because he's about himself.
Yeah.
When he left the, he criticized the Bush administration, and then when he left, and then he wrote a book. Here we go again. History repeats itself. He's criticizing the Trump administration after they let him go. I mean, the guy was in the UN ambassador, and he said if they leveled 10 floors off the UN headquarters, he'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
What kind of person says that?
Yeah. David Sharp, just a couple more minutes. I tried to get through the Democratic debate. I couldn't do it, and I tried to understand why. It's just that my reality is just, I'm sure the progressives feel that about me. We're on different planes of reality. It's like, they're saying all these things about Donald Trump. I click through. I'm so tired of it. I know what they think of him. I just refuse to believe he's the devil and he's Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It is sad. And what's funny about all this is that if you do want to lose some IQ points, just watch those debates, because that's all they do is talk about him. They really don't even talk about the real issues that are affecting the country. What are you going to fix? If you're the candidate, what are you going to fix? They do not talk about that anymore. They're just bashing each other or Trump. It's really a bunch of little toddlers in a daycare, sadly. I hate to use that analogy, but man.
Well, I had Tulsi Gabbard, the only halfway normal, and she said that because she's not all in on everything, I think the Washington Post called her a Russian operative or something. Come on, man. That's your own. Let's go. I don't know. Listen, I'm not saying Donald Trump's my favorite president. I don't like that he can't leave anything alone. He just can't. But if you're going to tell me Elizabeth Warren's my choice, come on, man. Really? That's it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Elizabeth Warren's huge career boost came from false information on an application said she was a Cherokee or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and then you got Joe Biden and his son Hunter flying around Air Force Two when he was the vice president, you know, doing business deals using taxpayer dollars. Let's don't talk about that.
Yeah, because that's, of course, not verified and you're lying. So anyway, David, thank you. How do people connect with David Sharp?
You can find me on my social media, David E. Sharp, S-H-A-R-P-E.
And again, thanks for serving, my friend.
Appreciate you. You take care.
David Sharp is his name, from St. Salmon's Island down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, 7:15, you can always text us, 359-2255. It's like they said the earth is flat. And I'm going, wait a minute, I disagree with that. No, you're dumb. You're stupid.
Right.
So then I'm going, well, I don't really, I don't know where you are. I can't understand how that perspective could be incredibly, anyway, I don't connect. And it wasn't as if you've been trying to impeach him since November of 2016. So you've lost credibility with me because you're trying to get anything you can because you hate this guy because he never should have won. You can't beat Hillary Clinton when everybody says she's going to win. That's a no-no. And that happened. Tulsi Gabbard said last night, hey, he won the election. Ooh, stone cold silence. No, what's she doing? Who's she? Okay, ESPN 93.5. Let's jump to our morning sports.
Okay.
Baseball's over for us, and good luck to the Washington whoever's and whoever they play, because baseball's over.
Okay. 7-4 was the final. Poor Mike Shannon had a cold.
You know, I said yesterday we were kind of dogging him because he was down. Well, the guy's 80, and he's got a pretty bad cold in a hotel room in Washington.
And, you know, he's got to do the last
season. And it's most likely his last road game. He never does any road games, but he thought he'd follow him this year for the playoffs.
Sure.
So here's our Redbird recap.
John Rooney, in this game of baseball, you cross those white lines, some very good things can happen to you, and some not so good things can happen to you.
Some very bad things happened to Dakota Hudson on the Cardinals. An error and a misplay in right field figured in a 7-run first inning for the Nationals. The Nationals, after they scored their 6th and 7th runs on a hit by Trey Turner, they batted around plus 2 batters in the first inning. They didn't get a runner to second base the rest of the ball game against the Cardinal bullpen. But 7 happened to be enough as the Nationals beat the Cardinals 7-4 to advance to the World Series for the first time. And the Nationals go to the World Series on a 6-game winning streak.
We'll broadcast next from Florida on February the 22nd. It will be on there about high noon. As the Nationals sweep the Cardinals, they're celebrating on the field here at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright.
Champion.
Matt Carpenter.
Teammate.
Mike Schilt.
No doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee.
The face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina, and he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
That's about 90 days till the Cardinal Caravan goes to the iHotel.
Right.
So it won't be long. And then it's like 100 days till pitchers and catchers report. So it's a short offseason when you make the playoffs. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Cardinals do and, of course, what the Cubs do and who their manager is going to be. All accounts say David Ross is going to be the man. And then who do the Cubs rather keep? Do they trade Chris Bryant, which is apparently out there?
Mm.
Do they sign Castellanos, who came as a free agent from Detroit?
I see.
A lot of moves in Cubland. We'll see what happens.
Well, a lot of Cubs fans are chatting about David Ross, saying that Jed and Theo want someone they can control.
Well, I think that could be part of it. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, in any case, Houston is up 2-1 after their win over the New York Yankees 4-1 yesterday. It's been a very entertaining postseason.
Well, it was until about 4 games ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals didn't have a lead in the whole series. There are 4 games, they didn't have a lead. They got dominated. So we'll see. It's, again, a hot team trumps a good team, a better team. I think the Nationals can win it all because they're hot, and they got wonderful pitching.
Also trending, Jackson Jaguars have decided to trade Jalen Ramsey to the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
They get first round.
First rounds and a 4th round. Yeah. A lot of stuff they've given up to this guy that was having trouble with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's check your weather.
High 53, low 36 on the cool side today. Up towards 60 tomorrow, down to 36 again. 65 the high on Friday with partly cloudy conditions, down to 46. Right now, 41. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Air Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Eagle Ed Martin, coming up bottom of the hour, he's our Wednesday guest from the Phyllis Schlafly Bunch down in St. Louis. Touch on the Cardinals with him for a minute and ask him about last night's Democratic debate. What do you think? 359-2255 if you watched. 720 now in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More major banks are reporting better-than-expected earnings. Bank of America and U.S. Bancorp both had a strong summer quarter. They're encouraging signs in negotiations to end the month-long United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. The New York Post says the two sides have reached an agreement to give temporary workers a clear path to becoming full-time employees. GM CEO Mary Barra met personally with UAW negotiators for a second time yesterday to encourage the end of the strike. MGM Resorts is selling its Bellagio and Circus Circus resorts in Las Vegas. MGM is planning to expand its legal sports betting business. It hopes to do business in Japan as well. Japan just approved allowing up to three casinos there. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Yep, Illinois, Wisconsin, we do have tickets. Stand by. I'm giving you a chance to win. If you would like to go to the Illini homecoming game, you can text in Illini right now to win four tickets to Illinois and Wisconsin. I know it's a tall order. I know how good Wisconsin is, but we can still go enjoy the festivities.
That's right.
And see if we can hang in there. We're certainly one of the top teams in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you put it on paper, this isn't going to be pretty, but what are you going to do? You got to play it. They're just better in every facet, and they're really, really good at football, and they're trying to win a national championship, and they're legit.
Those stinking Badgers are number six in the nation
now. This is it really comparable to having... This is going to be kind of a leap. I mean, you could say Clemson is coming to... I mean, it's kind of like that.
Right.
No, it's they're that good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, we get to see a Heisman Trophy candidate, Jonathan Taylor.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Jim Gaffigan is coming. But if you text in the line item right now, what number do we want for four homecoming tickets?
Five.
Suggesting the demand is down a little bit as the stock is down just a smidge. No, I'm not doing that.
Sorry.
I'm not doing that. These are $70 tickets. We're going to take the 15th text in.
Okay, thank you.
I will stand here all day, people.
Text in Illini, please.
Come on, man. What's that guy in that commercial? Sure, we're not the best, but we're not going to give up.
Right.
Yeah.
Go Illini.
359-2255. Text in Illini. What if we win?
Right. And you were there with three friends or family members.
I would propose it would be the biggest upset we've ever had.
Yeah.
If we beat Wisconsin. So.
Okay, see, we got another taker.
Stop it. Folks, these are Swiss Fortune says $280 in good seats to the Wisconsin-Illinois football game.
There we go.
359-2255. It's college football.
And the forecast looks pretty good.
Pretty darn good.
67, partly cloudy.
Yes, ma'am. 359-2255. Jim Gaffigan tomorrow night at the State Farm Center.
Obviously, I love traveling internationally. The only negative, too many foreigners, right? The weird thing is you travel around the world, and you realize pretty quickly people are the same wherever you go. Wherever you go, there are good people, and there are Russians. See, the reason that's funny is because we were all raised with this bigotry towards Russians. I have a friend, he was born in Russia. He moved here when he was three, and I still think he might be a spy. We don't know. The best is when you're visiting a country and someone thinks you're a native.
was waiting for a cab in Stockholm, and this Swedish lady turned to me, and she was like, Bjornborg, Bjornborg. That's not what she said. That's what I heard. But I knew in that moment that once this lady found out I was American, she was going to be disappointed. So I just decided that I was not going to speak any language she spoke. She was like, Bjornborg, Bjornborg. And I was like, ah, 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 ah. She was like, tu parlez-vous français? And I was like, ah, 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 ah. She was like, do you speak English? And I was like, that woman is now my wife.
It's Jim Gaffigan, tomorrow night at State Farm Center. Truly looking forward to that one. We're going to be back. It is our friend Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. We'll see if he's in Washington or down in St. Louis. Touched base on the debate last night. And what's going on with Syria, which is forefront of a lot of our minds. What's going on with the Kurds in Syria and trying to understand that.
Keith in Philo.
Center of the universe. Keith, why did you move to Philo?
Well, because I like it there.
Obviously, your property values skyrocketing because you are in the center of the universe. You win 4 tickets to the game, my friend. Do you have orange you can wear?
I have lots of it.
Okay. What's your take? I mean, it's obviously going to be tough, right?
It's going to be really, really tough.
Uh-huh. What's the over-under and how many minutes Jonathan Taylor plays?
Honestly, I'm guessing running clock by the end of the first quarter.
They don't do that, but thanks. Anyway, it's tough. I mean, Jonathan Taylor,
So they might play the JV is what you're
saying.
No, they
don't. Well, they don't have, fortunately, like a JV, but they do have guys that are fourth string.
Okay.
Listen, it's going to be hard for Jonathan Taylor to get in the game second half because I think it's going to be like that.
Okay.
But, hey, you know what, Keith? Look at me. Stop it. Come on. Let's go. And they could fumble. It's just a tough matchup. They're really good. Keith, enjoy the seats. Go, Galana. Let's get them.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'll get more details from him now. Thanks for texting in to 359-2255.
Yeah. All right, got a break for the news. Be right back. Ed Martin coming up next. It's Wednesday. This is the 16th of October. It's ESPN 93.5, and you're always welcome to text us, 359-2255. 7:30 now in Shea, Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senator Elizabeth Warren at the Democrats' fourth debate of the campaign says about the cost of her Medicare for All plan.
I will not sign a bill into law that does not lower costs for middle-class families.
At the debate in Ohio on CNN, Joe Biden says Warren and Bernie Sanders are being too vague about their health care plan costs.
Tell people what it's going to cost, how you're going to do it, and why you're going to do it.
Sanders says about Biden working with Republicans to get things done.
I say this as a good friend. You got the disastrous war in Iraq done.
Also, trade agreements and a bankruptcy bill that Sanders says hurt Americans. A new witness today in the impeachment inquiry, Michael McKinley. He resigned last week as a top aide for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after working in the State Department for 37 years. He's scheduled to meet behind closed doors with members of three House committees. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two suspects have been arrested in connection to a robbery at Regions Bank that happened midday yesterday. Champaign police responded to the bank for a reported robbery involving shots fired. They determined that an armed robbery had occurred with gunfire believed to have been discharged inside the business. No one was hurt by gunfire, but one employee had a head injury from being assaulted by a suspect. Police arrested a 16-year-old male and an 18-year-old male who's been identified as Dakir Pickens. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and his wife have released partial federal and state income tax returns. They reported $6.2 million in income last year and paid $216,000 in Illinois taxes. They got a federal tax refund of $400,000 applied to future taxes. Trusts benefiting Pritzker paid another $5.3 million in Illinois taxes and $29 million in federal taxes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast. You know, it's brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They got the e-sprayer.
What's that? Well, if you want to get germ-free and all the winter stuff coming up, you want to get the e-sprayer and spray it. The technology is great for schools, also great for anywhere. Health, assisted living, gym facilities, radio stations. Call CMI 359-6262 today. For more information, schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts.
Up to 53, down to 36. Some clouds this morning, a little breezy. Winds from the northwest at 22 miles per hour. 60 the high tomorrow, down to 36 again. Up to 65 as we wrap up the week Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Down to 46 at night. Right now we are at 42. ESPN 93.5.
Our friend Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund in Washington, D.C., where they're dancing in the streets. Nationals are going to the World Series for the very first time, and I predict they win the World Series. I'll take hot over good every time, and they've won 17 of their last 19 baseball games, Ed. They're just hot. We hit a steamroll. But what did we learn about the St. Louis Cardinal team, do you think?
Well, I thought actually yesterday when Hudson came out of the block and he looked, less like himself, I remembered that some of these kids are young, you know. I mean, Adam Wainwright, 14 or 15 years ago when he was so good in the postseason as a kid, it's really uncommon. Now, I know the Nationals had, some kids too, but I thought they looked young. As you point out, baseball, it's hard to quantify when you're hot and when you're not, and they couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag for about 2.5 games. They scored all those runs in that first inning against the
Braves.
Series.
Yeah, Braves.
Yeah, Braves.
Yeah.
And then they just went cold, and nobody could snap out of it. So,
is it a lot of really good baseball players, not great baseball players, against hot and amazing pitching? I don't know if the Cardinals they're not a great team. It's been the most frustratingly successful year I can ever remember.
Right.
It's a team that's hard to watch. But
one more thing. In a series like that, the Nationals pitchers, these are top shelf guys, right? I mean, Scherzer, Strasburg.
Yeah.
I mean, these are really the top of the top.
At
their best.
Yeah.
Right. They were just dominant.
Really good. But the Cardinals, I don't think, will be in the office the next time saying, gosh, look at us. We made the NLCS. We're good. We just stay the course. We need at least two or three changes. And to be up to anywhere near some of these other teams who just, there's a lot of weaknesses there in that lineup. You got to decide on Ozuna. You got to decide if you're going to be a player in Rendon, Garrett Cole. I don't know, but I like the bullpen. I like most of my starting pitching, but we need some help hitting at the high level. I don't know.
So anyway,
it's Ed Martin. I tried to watch the debate last night, and I struggled because, and I said, it's not healthy. I should really be open. I tried, but my reality is so different from theirs that I can't connect on any level because, I'm thinking about, first of all, I don't think Donald Trump is a bigot, homophobe, sexist, racist, anti-Semitic. I mean, every name in the book, I don't believe he is that. But if that's the baseline. So if I'm not on the page, I'm obviously a deplorable or very ignorant. And so it's a turnoff. It's hard for me to relate.
Well, I have a couple observations. One is, it was 12 people on the stage, so there's really not any room to get much happening. And I was trying to remember, I don't remember it clearly because now you see him as president. When Trump was the candidate on a stage with lots of people, he had a way of standing out because he was just Trump. And so he was milking all that attention. Nobody to me stood out. I think there was different aspects of different people doing different things. But as you point out, a couple of glaring things. They didn't bring up Hong Kong. Someone wrote about that this morning. It's a major thing going on in the world with tons of attention, tons of social media attention, nothing. They were impeach. And after that, they were fighting over how they're going to pay for these massive programs. Here's the thing. I don't think the country is watching yet, so I don't know if it really matters. But the biggest news this morning was AOC and the Squad of Three are going to endorse Bernie. I assume Bernie was fading. Maybe he still is, but that seems like a throwdown to try to keep him in the game.
I saw that, and then you're really going to see what kind of power AOC and her squad have. And did they make a deal where whoever's old enough could be the vice president. It's not AOC. Maybe Ilhan Omar. Maybe that's part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think here's the thing. In politics, I tell people all the time, when I watched from the for the last 10 years, the Tea Party, Occupy Wall Street, and then the next two things that are so noteworthy, millions of people embracing Bernie Sanders, a socialist Democrat, a sort of old cantankerous guy, and tens of millions embracing Donald Trump, a New York business developer, right? We're in a funny time,
yeah.
And I think you're right. If grassroots loses, and I think he loses spectacularly, but that he could totally change the Democrat. He's already changed the Democratic Party, but he could transform it with one election, by the way, into a minority party, I think. But
right.
But still, I don't know what to make of that. I was really surprised that that happened this morning.
Yeah, apparently that was in the works, right? I mean, I don't understand. I think they just think Bernie's the most authentic socialist up there. And again, I think Bernie missed the window. I really think 2016, I think he might have beaten Trump. I mean, the energy at the 18-year-old level was, I mean, they had a mile-long line in Champaign-Urbana for Bernie. I mean, there was some energy because going up against the Clintons, dear sweet Bernie can't buy, and he didn't, and they fixed it against him. I think his window has passed, though.
Look, I agree with you, but I would just say this. When you hear Bernie Sanders call Elizabeth Warren a capitalist to her bones,
yeah, right.
and you realize that he's not giving up on this fight, and she does look like that, right? I mean, she has to, in a general election, she's going to say, well, I'm, and I heard this from someone last weekend, I'm from a family of Republicans in Oklahoma. That's what Elizabeth Warren's, you know, she married into Republicans, she was a Republican, but for Bernie and his people, that's the end of the world. So Biden's fading. And here comes Bernie saying Elizabeth Warren's not really a progressive.
Yeah.
Maybe he holds 30% of the vote, never gets to 40, but 30% is a big deal. But you said something that I might quibble with. What if Bernie says, look, I'm only going to walk away if you make me VP.
Mm.
And I have a big portfolio of things I can do as VP. Could be that is the play, too.
Interesting. That's very interesting. But again, I've said it, and I'll say it again. Donald Trump is not my favorite president, but he is my president. I wish he could leave just a couple things alone without having to come back of every little thing. That's a darndest thing. But you're telling me that my choice is Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, look, you're putting your finger on Stevie J. The late Phyllis Schlafly used to say, people forget in campaigns, they think it's about their favorite candidate versus somebody, an imaginary. It comes down to a choice between two people, and
yep.
When you get, or maybe three, when you get to that point, it the gloves are off. And remember, a lot of people voted in 2016 against Hillary. They said, I just can't stand
right,
that, and okay,
right,
I'll take a chance
right.
on this guy. So.
Well, it'll be a, you know, impeach this awful devil, and we have, it's nothing about them lifting me up. And again, if they're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in healthcare costs,
yeah.
the taxes are going up on everybody. The top tax person in Canada is, what, 72% or something? I mean,
yeah.
Nobody wants to pay that.
Yeah, no, and you watch there were two moments in the last 24 hours I'd point to that show a political reality nobody's saying. Elizabeth Warren, even though she knows the cost, she's very smart, she knows the cost, she refused to say she'd raise taxes.
Yeah.
Because once
yeah.
you say that, you're deadly. The other one, though, by the way, just to shift a little bit, Nancy Pelosi had a press conference an hour before the debate to say that she wasn't going to have a vote on the impeachment, and in order to open a formal impeachment inquiry. Now, the reason why, and I read, you have to read between the lines, is she was canvassing her caucus, and she doesn't have the votes. They
mm-hmm.
don't want to take that vote. So that means that her impeachment inquiry team needs more bolstering before they'll take that hard vote. Now, they may think they're going to find it, you know, with all these parade of secret hearings.
Yeah.
But she didn't come out and say, we're so strong, we'll take that vote, which means she doesn't have the votes yet.
Well, and there's 51 of her Democratic House members that are in Trump red districts, and they only need 19 to flip the House. They know the politics. I think Nancy Pelosi, if she's nothing else, I think she's a pretty smart politician, and she understands.
No, I agree. I don't think if she could do it, she would not be doing any of this, to be honest.
No, I know.
I think she got put in a box with her team. And,
yeah,
and,
no.
and the left wanted it. But one more thing on that. AOC has only endorsed one House candidate. There's just as Democrats have. But and that was a House Democrat running against the pro-life Democrat in Chicago, Lipinski. So that, and that's not a risk for AOC. You know, that guy runs against the Democrat Party every time. My point here is that AOC's pulling the party to the left a little quieter than people realize, yeah, especially on the impeachment inquiry.
Well, it's not your, I mean, this is a different Democratic Party, and they might say it's a different Republican Party, but I'm telling you, they have gone so far left that people that never say boo about politics are saying boo about politics, because it's like, this is nuts. This is nuts when you're talking about Medicare for all, no way to pay for it, open borders. You've got to pay for everybody's education except somebody who lives here. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. I think it's out of touch. Then again, remember, it's the primaries, and by the time you'll pivot, and it'll be a big election about two choices. And by then, you know, I, Stevie J, one thing I will say, you may agree more than I do to what I'm about to say. I know that forget Trump derangement or Trump delusion. I think there's I have a little bit of a fear of Trump exhaustion syndrome, where people are just so tired of the ongoing drama that they'll be susceptible to, hey, you know what? Well, Elizabeth Warren may be lefty, but she's not going to be as dramatic and all. And
yeah.
Because people are exhausted right now.
Listen, I'm exhausted. I do this stuff. I'm exhausted. I couldn't watch the news for weeks because of this impeachment. It's so dumb. They have no credibility because that's all they talk about. So there's no credibility. They obviously just want to kick him out because he beat Hillary. And they've been doing this since the day after he won. So the bottom line is this. You don't have an option for me. You do not have an option for me because you're too far left. So forget it. Forget you. I'm voting for Trump right now because there's nothing else to vote for. You got to be kidding me. It's nuts.
Well,
it's too far left.
Well, and what? So one more trend to watch. And I will see it again. Louisiana is going to have their election. There's a kind of Mississippi has an election in the state. But as you ramp up towards the fall, you already alluded to it. What do the numbers start to look like? If Trump is going to win in a lot of states by big numbers, or do better than he has, he starts to look like he can win the House and win the Senate. And then it becomes, the theory then is, what are they going to do? And what's it going to look like in the next Congress? So there's a lot of moving parts happening.
Yeah. Ed, you the man. Would you sign Marcelo Zuna?
I wouldn't. I was going to tell you, I want to encourage you in your hatred of him, your deep-seated hatred of him. I don't like how he plays, even though he played well for a month or so. I just don't like his style of play.
Yeah.
And his arm is shot. He's looking slow. I think you got to cut and get out of that one.
Yeah, I'm okay with that as well. And I would probably take the Ozuna money and put it on Rendon and put him at third. And I really don't want Fowler or Carpenter to play a lot next year. So there I go.
I agree with all that. I'm surprised to say because you were such a downer all year long, and they proved you wrong. But
no, they did. Listen, they proved me wrong. I was so – I mean, but what we saw in May and June came out in the series, obviously, because again, they're good baseball players. He's not great, and I think I'm glad Goldschmidt's on my team. I love him. I think he struggled a little bit here lately, but I'll take him every time. Hey, listen, Ann, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for your time, as always. How do people connect with you?
At Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, and our website is phyllisschlafly.com, phyllisschlafly.com. So thanks, Stevie J. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund.
Good stuff.
747-359-2255. You're always welcome to text in. Love to hear from you. Area code 217 if you're outside listening somewhere in America. 217-359-2255. We'll check your sports headlines next.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season. And when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov Dallas.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
I like it sweet. I like it hot. I like it cheesy.
I'm loving the Wednesday's Italian Beef Day at Rosati's Pizza. We've got great specials going on all the time, but when Wednesday rolls around, it's all about the Italian beef. Get the sandwich, the fries, and the drink, all for just $9.99. It's what I have for lunch every Wednesday. Stop by and see me and the crew, or let us bring one to you. We deliver to all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Call us at 328-2334 or visit us at 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Hope to see you soon.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Well, baseball season's over. Now it's basketball and football.
You know, the Nationals were 19-31 during their mediocre May.
Well, we played the Nationals earlier when we won 3 out of 4 in Washington. The Cardinals had won 5 out of 7 with the Nationals going in.
Okay.
And now it's 6-5 series over.
Yeah, the Nationals are hot. What can we say?
They're good, too.
So they won the National League Championship Series and are on to the World Series. And who will they face? Astros beat the New York Yankees 4-1 yesterday, so Houston is up 2-1 in that series. Some other things coming out of the game last night, left-handed Patrick Corbin, I guess the first pitcher to do 10 strikeouts in the first 4 innings. The lefty struck out 12 overall.
Well, Cardinals struck out 16 times 2 nights ago, and at least that last night. I mean, it was just,
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey off to the L.A. Rams after all, with the Jags getting a 20-21 first-round draft pick
and a fourth-rounder
in 2021.
And this Jalen Ramsey is a defensive back. He's supposed to be number one in football.
Mm-hmm.
Unhappy in Jacksonville with Shad Khan, apparently, and then they traded him. So
exactly.
Got a lot for him, though.
Another thing we are noting is on the Illini basketball side, the Trent Frazier has made a watch list as a big shooter. And Io DeSumo, a sophomore, on Monday on the Bob Cousy point guard list. So it seems like we've got some good players coming into the preseason.
There's no question Hope Springs Eternal for Illinois basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting to think that we're going to get back to the NCAA because that's kind of the expectation.
Okay.
We're going to be in the top 5 in the Big Ten. That's an automatic card to the NCAA, I would think. So.
And they're saying for the homecoming uniforms for our Illini football team, they're doing the Gray Gross thing. Yeah.
That's the Grange.
Red Grange.
The ghost gray.
Exactly.
Got it.
Good vibes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steven Suderman. He's at Good Vibes the Round Barn. Where you have the DMV. My mother was over there. I'm so proud of my mom because every year she has to do her driver's license tests, and she just does it. She goes there. She had somebody over there that a couple of years ago, maybe he had a hard day, but wasn't the kindest.
I see.
And so I said, well, why don't we go to, you can go to Rantoul, Montreal,
Tuscola.
She wanted to go back to that guy.
Oh.
And she went back to that guy and passed.
Okay.
So anyway.
Way to go, Margaret.
Now, the one afraid she was back there. She was sitting there for 3.5 hours, unfortunately. But she got, there's one driving instructor, one, for the whole bunch. So it just, they were short somebody. So if you want to be a driver's instructor at DMV, I would encourage you to apply, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
You're right next door.
Like
can't you sell a 75-inch and then walk across to a test? Bam!
That makes you feel good.
Yeah,
get the new TV.
Multitasking. Okay,
I watched that guy. There was a somewhat elderly lady who, when she pulled into the parking spot, angled across the lines.
Darn.
And he basically said, you're not ready for this. You can't even park the car. I mean, she just sent her back and without even.
Yeah. By the way, our buddy Jim works over there, and he's outstanding.
Yes. And my friend Karen's over at the DMV.
Yeah, we listen, DMV.
Of course.
When I've been there in and out, it's been really, really good.
Yeah.
If you have one driver, you're going to have a wait. You got to get more drivers, driver instructors. Okay, Mr. Steve Suderman, he's one of the owners of Good Vibes. He can set you up with a man cave. You can do dish and direct. What you got hopping this week, my friend?
Well, the topic isn't new anymore. The OLED TVs I have been around now for, they're on their eighth generation from LG, and we've been ballyhooing these things since Gen 2. We skipped over Gen 1 because you just don't go there with that new a technology. But these things are at historically low prices. We held off on bringing in a 77-inch TV because it was 10 grand, it was 8 grand, it was 7, then it was 6, and last week it went to $49.99.
Yep.
Like, okay, this is now not going to scare off, you know, the somebody who really wants something special and something a little big. You can get this technology now as low as $10.99. We've got a 55-inch OLED TV at $10.99. It's still above the market price of a 55-inch TV, but it's the best-looking thing you've ever seen.
Okay, so this is again, it's got to have that 4K programming, but when it does, it's stupid, right?
It looks better on 1080. It looks better on Channel 3 than anything else you've got.
Okay.
So that's... It's not just the 1080 programming that shows these things up. That's
I'm
glad you brought that up.
Give me how big is the big one?
77.
Oh,
it's lovely.
And that's
lovely.
It's only $49.99 for the big. That used to be $10,000.
Exactly.
Wow.
Literally half what they kind of started at. You know, even the Sony OLEDs, because they buy those panels from LG, they're at lower prices than they've been. They start at $14.99. So LG's moving the needle with this technology, and it's funny. It's in contrast to the Chinese TVs are going up. So the TCLs and the Hisenses and Vizios and these things are the Walmart models are all going to be affected by the tariffs.
They need to come look and see what you're talking about, because the one you still have the one in the corner over there on the left.
Heck yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to go see what that red looks like. It's just you've never seen anything like it. OLED, good vibes. Where are you located?
We're 2010 Round Barn, right next to that DMV.
Yeah,
you mentioned.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure. You keep up your good work. What are your hours?
We're here at 9 a.m. till 6 every day, except Saturday it's 10 to 6.
And you've got people that know how the remote control works, can program and set everything up. They can make the wires disappear behind walls. They're amazing.
I just got my talk to thermostat. You know, I haven't even put it in yet, but I'm going to move my house towards – I'm going to get my house smarter this winter.
I think that'd be fun. You can do that, too, so you can say set the thermometer at 68. It'll do it automatically.
And then tell your dish remote, you know, raise it to 69, you know.
Dang it.
So.
That's amazing. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman, friend for a long time.
I want that.
It's a reference to Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly.
Good Vibes is out there near the DMV, Round Barn, their new location. Good Vibes. Okay, we're going to break for the news. We'll be right back. America's intolerance. Is it important for people with different political beliefs to even talk to each other? Yes. Isn't it?
Yeah, sure. That's the American way.
We're going to talk to a life coach about this. Stand by.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find what you need.